thank you to everybody. It is just so great to be here at the West Seattle YMCA to talk about what we need to do to fix our child care system. And I really want to thank the YMCA for hosting us all here today. Laura, for who runs the Y of Greater Seattle, Deanne from Child Care Aware, and Alicia from the Seattle Chamber of Commerce for being here and really sharing your perspectives on this critical issue. I think everybody knows, it's pretty clear, our child care system is broken. It is broken. And it's been broken for a while now, despite the great work being done by providers every single day. And it's just not working for parents or for child care workers. And I want to be very clear right here at the top. Fixing child care is about our economy. Right now, families across Washington are struggling to find and to afford child care that works for them. Child care workers are struggling to make ends meet with the low wages that they are paid. Providers are having a very hard time keeping their doors open, and everyone is worse off because of this. Here in Washington State, child care costs more than college tuition, which means a lot of families in our state cannot afford the child care that they need, and all too often they have to miss work or miss a paycheck or leave their job altogether. And like so many things during this pandemic, this has really put families and women in particular being disproportionately left behind and leaving the workforce in order to take care of their kids. Now, of course, the problem isn't just that child care costs are out of reach. Many families can't get the child care that they need because there aren't any providers that are near them, or there aren't any openings in the child care centers that are close to them. It is really great that the West Seattle YMCA was able to open very recently, where we are here today, and give local families the quality child care they need. But we need to make new centers and child care providers available to families everywhere in this country. Right now, there are more than 5 infants and toddlers for every opening nationwide. And there are even fewer spots in our rural communities. And with so many child care workers themselves being paid less than they could make in just about any other economic sector, workers too often lack the means to make ends meet for their own families. And providers have a hard time retaining staff because of that, because the wages are just better everywhere else. This is a real crisis, and this doesn't just affect the families who can't get the child care they need or the child care workers who are struggling to put food on the table. This really hurts our entire economy, because when parents can't work because they can't find child care and have to stay at home to take care of their kids, that is not an isolated problem. That's a problem for businesses across our state who are losing workers or who cannot hire new ones. Now, last year, Democrats took really decisive action in the American Rescue Plan to help keep our child care providers' doors open as the pandemic hit them hard. But we need to look past this pandemic now and take some really bold steps to actually fix the entire child care system. Because, as I said, this system is broken and the status quo is not cutting it. That's exactly why I've worked really hard to put a plan together to fix this crisis. My plan, which is now the Democrats' plan, would dramatically lower child care costs for all Washington State families, capping the cost for families at 7% of their income and saving them thousands of dollars each year, while giving them more child care options. And it would bring wages up for our workers as well. And it is fully paid for by having the wealthiest families finally just pay their fair share in taxes. We can and we must get this plan across the finish line, because to me it's clear as day. We've got to do something to support our child care providers and families and lift the stress of finding and affording high quality child care off of families' shoulders. So let me just end with this. I'll be really clear. Child care is about the economy. Child care is about supporting providers and a workforce that cares for our children every day. Child care is about getting parents, especially moms, back to work. Child care is about lowering costs for families, putting thousands of dollars back into their pockets as we fight inflation. That is exactly why I am working around the clock to get my child care plan to President Biden's desk. And so I am so glad to be here today to see what all of you are doing because you are all in this critical fight with me. I don't care where I go in Washington State, if I'm with businesses, if I'm with families, if I'm with community leaders, they bring up the issue of childcare in this country to me today. And the fact that they can't get employees, or their employees can't find childcare, or that we can't get this economy going again until we fix the system. I'm in this fight. I'm delighted to be with these partners today who are in it with me. And with that, let me turn it over to you.
I'm here to share some thoughts today about the challenges facing childcare providers and working families in Washington State. I, as was said earlier, am the CEO of Childcare Aurora Washington, and I work with six regional partners across the state in order to serve all licensed childcare providers with support and coaching, and we also work with families. And this has been a really long 2 years for all of us. Working families with young children juggle full-time work at home while parenting. Can you imagine a toddler and an infant and trying to work full-time at home? I can't. And childcare providers lost significant income, laid off beloved staff, and even if they stayed open, were faced with many regulations, requirements, and the fear they had around keeping their kids and staff safe. So today, we are trying to move forward to come back. Families need childcare to be able to focus when working. Children need child-centered, quality childcare environments to learn and thrive. And childcare providers need a qualified, well-paid workforce to fully open and meet the needs of our community. But we are faced with significant challenges to accomplish that. So I'm going to try to give you a few examples of the financial situation that families are in and sort of take a little bit deeper from what Senator Murray's comments were. Despite increased access to childcare subsidies funded by recent state legislation, many working middle-class families in our state simply cannot afford to pay for childcare. So I'd like to share an example. Utilizing the current eligibility for Working Connections childcare subsidy, a family with two children, an infant and a preschooler, living in King County can earn up to $62,000 per year and be eligible to receive a childcare subsidy from the state. That subsidy pays for all the childcare costs for both children for a monthly copay of $115. This makes that childcare really affordable for that family. $115 a month is something that a family that earns $62,000 can do. However, without the subsidy, the same size family earning just $1,000 more, $63,000, would on average pay $3,000 per month for the very same care in the very same program in King County. More than half their paycheck, $36,000 a year, just for childcare. If you consider the self-sufficiency standard, which is a measure created by the University of Washington that estimates the income needed for a family of four to meet all its costs, including childcare, with no governmental assistance, that for King County, a family of four, the standard is $110,000. This leaves the families that are earning $63,000 a year with a $50,000 gap between the eligibility for the child care subsidy and the ability to pay the full cost. And yet, despite that seemingly high cost of child care, early learning professionals earn very low wages and receive limited to no benefits and frequently no retirement benefits. We see the help wanted signs everywhere in the state. This tight hiring market has impacted childcare providers so much that 38% of the centers statewide in a recent survey that we ran reported having openings for lead teachers. What that means is that many industries have raised their salaries, creating intense competition for workers. And given that the current hourly wage for a lead teacher in a childcare program being around $17 per hour for the average program statewide, many early learning professionals are leaving the profession to take jobs in other industries where they can earn more money and receive benefits for their family. The lack of qualified staff means childcare businesses are unable to fully open all of their classrooms. And that lack of childcare slots for families, for those that can afford to purchase care, is huge, especially for infants and toddlers. And many of these childcare businesses are at significant risk of closing due to operating at less than full capacity, which is how their business model works. So I have to echo your thought, are experiencing a childcare crisis, and change is definitely needed. We cannot thank you, Senator Murray, enough for being our early learning champion at every corner and shining a bright light on this important issue and the need to address it and get it taken care of once and for all.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome, Sita Murray, and my fellow speakers in the child care arena. Welcome to the YMCA of Greater Seattle's Westwood Early Learning Center. We are so pleased to host you here today. Child care is at a critical need in our region. The pandemic forced many providers to go out of business. The pandemic held children back from gaining beneficial pre-K skills and learning. The pandemic forced families to make the difficult decision between staying home to care for young people or working to put food on the table. We all know that's a false choice or no choice at all. The pandemic made all those things happen, but those things persist at a crisis level even today. Women in particular were hit hardest by the lack of childcare access and support. After years of progress, we did make some progress on the front with women in the workplace. But with the pandemic, we saw a massive increase in women leaving the workforce, with 1.5 million women having left since the pandemic began, and that's compared to 900,000 men. Two-thirds of working parents experienced childcare disruption due to the pandemic, and many are still seeking solutions, and this is 2 years later. They're still looking. The crisis remains. 40% of employers have reported a fear, and the YMCA shares this, a fear that working parents will quit their jobs if they are unable to find childcare. This is a problem. These statistics make clear why Senator Murray's support and her advocacy to opening early learning centers like Westwood are so, so critical. Without our child care centers, within our child care centers, children develop a strong foundation for their educational future and their life's journey. Children learn basic principles like counting, like colors, how to read a calendar, how to read a clock, all these things that some of us kind of take for granted. This is where they get it, at these early informative years of their lives. And they learn all these things while practicing social and emotional learning, playing with their peers, all with the goal of being kindergarten ready and prepared for life to realize their fullest potential. In Washington State, in South King County in particular, one in four of our children are kindergarten ready. And then once that cycle starts, it continues and it shows up in much lower graduation rates. It shows up with kids with more risk factors that go unaddressed. It shows up in the earning potential of individuals. There's a ripple effect when you do not have the right early learning in place to ensure that kids are kindergarten ready. The Y has remained steadfast in its commitment to this work throughout the pandemic, while making big investments in the construction of three new early learning centers, including the one that we're all standing in today. These new centers double our capacity to serve kids. We price our programs at 80% of market. We offer scholarships raised through local philanthropic support, and we accept all forms of subsidy assistance. All of this is to ensure that high quality early education does not have to be inaccessible and unaffordable. We can do this. We can do this. This center in West Seattle opened in January, and we will serve 125 children from 6 weeks of age to right before they enter kindergarten. More than half of our enrolled families utilize childcare subsidies from Working Child Care Connections or scholarships that's provided by the Y. The cost of childcare has been on the rise, just like everything else. But boy, our families can least afford continuing increases in childcare costs. The why is balancing the need to keep tuition affordable for families while we're also trying to pay our own staff a living wage. That's a tough battle, given where we are now with inflation and all those things. We have been able to access funding sources like the Washington Department of Commerce Early Learning Facilities Fund and recent investments from ARPA, the American Rescue Plan Act, that have allowed us to increase wages and invest in our staff. And we're so proud of that, as well as offering more scholarships to families who are most impacted by the pandemic. And those families most impacted often tend to be those furthest from opportunities, BIPOC families, those who are traditionally marginalized in our communities. These supports are a result of the hard work and tireless advocacy of those who are standing right here with me today. And they're critical to families, kids, and childcare providers. We truly thank all of our donors, our community partners, Childcare Aware, the Seattle Chamber of Commerce for joining us today and continuing to champion families. This is what this work is all about, championing families. And we thank you, Senator Murray. You're our biggest champion, and we feel your support. Without your advocacy and work in support of critical funding sources for the development of this center, we may not be gathered here today. And we may not hear the chirping voices from the kids right in the back of my head, which is music to my ears. We so look forward to working with you, Senator Murray, and our partners and the Y community to make childcare more accessible and affordable, to serve more families, and to ensure that childcare workers are paid a living wage. Thank you. And next I'll introduce.
I'm Alicia Teal, Senior Vice President of Public Affairs and Communications at the Seattle Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce. We represent 2,500 employers throughout the Puget Sound region. And increasing access to affordable, high-quality childcare and early learning is important to us as a business organization because it is central to our goal of a competitive, equitable, and inclusive economy. Childcare access matters on so many levels, and I know this personally. I have a four-year-old, and I could not do my work and hold my full-time job without the work that my son's pre-K teachers do. So a thank you to Ms. Matea, Ms. Lydia, Ms. Tiffany, Ms. Ariam, and Ms. Sonia. High-quality, affordable childcare makes it possible for caretakers to participate fully in the workforce, and yet, as my fellow speakers have said, in our state, one out of every two parents can't find childcare openings near home or work, and one in four can't get childcare because of the cost. As with many issues, the impacts of this one are not spread evenly. Black and Native American parents and parents with low incomes were more likely to report that childcare issues have caused financial hardship. And for an equitable recovery, we have to address those disproportionalities. It's more than just parents who see the toll this takes. In a poll the Chamber did just last month, 82% of Seattle voters agreed that our region does not have enough affordable, high-quality childcare. And this shortage has serious consequences for our economy. According to the Washington Childcare Collaborative Task Force, lack of access to affordable childcare keeps over 133,000 potential workers out of Washington's labor force. Workers are state's employers want and need. The effects ripple through our economy. In January 2021, our State Department of Commerce estimated that the economic consequences of our childcare shortage include an estimated $14.7 billion less in personal earnings, $56.8 billion less in business output, $34.8 billion lower gross state product, and over $1 billion in lost tax revenue annually. We have got to do better. The Seattle Metro Chamber appreciates Senator Murray's leadership on her childcare proposal. Senator Murray's plan addresses that there are multiple ways we need to build a childcare system that works better for families and for our economy. We have to dramatically increase supply so that families with children have meaningful choices about whether and where to enroll their kids in childcare. We need to make childcare more affordable for more people. Families today spend more to send their kids to childcare than to the University of Washington. In many cases, childcare costs more than housing in our region. We have to make jobs in childcare critical work that helps babies and kids get a strong start to their lives, attractive ones to stay in. When teachers struggle to make a living wage, even as families stretch their budgets to the limit, we have a serious problem, and we appreciate Senator Murray stepping forward with a solution. Our childcare system today is incredibly fragile. Coming out of this pandemic, we have an opportunity to build and improve it. It makes sense for families, and it makes sense for our economy. We urge Congress to pass this plan because we can't rebuild our economy in an equitable, inclusive way without a childcare system that more people can access and afford.
Thank you. All right. Thank you very much to all of you. Do we get to go see the kids now?